All right, we're beginning here on Daf Ben Amud Aleph, the Masechet Nidah. In the Bavli, Masechet Nidah is the only Masechta that has Gemara in Seder Tarot. Just as a quick introduction to Nidah, in the Torah, there are really two different or separate dinim that involve the Nidah. There's the Nidah that is found in the beginning of Parshat Tazria by Yoledet, as well as the Nidah that's found at the end of Parshat Mitzorah. There it describes that a Nidah is Tmeah. There's a separate Isur, which is found in Parshat Achremot in Kedoshim, which is the Isur of Bi'ilah, or Bi'ah, with a Nidah. It happens to be that most of the time the two are correlated, and that the Nidah is both Tmeah and a Surah Le'Bala. Today, we really only experience one part of that, which is the Isur of Bala. That's what we focus on. A lot of the Mishnayot and a lot of the Gemara are more focused on the issues of Tumah, which really have no implications, or very little in the way of implications, in terms of Isur Bala. For instance, the fact that we'll see in the Mishnah today that Tumah is retroactive. That we assume that there's a certain amount of Tumah is retroactive. That's true of Tumah. That's not necessarily true of Bila Bibala, because we don't make him bring a Chatat retroactively because of that. On the other hand, also, when it comes to the whole institution of Tamim and worrying about Tumah and the Isha, most of that was focused on the issue of Tarot and Tumah, not on the Isur Lebala. So you have to just remember that or keep that in context. In terms of Nidah min HaTorah, the Torah breaks Nidah down into what today we know as Nidah into two parts, which is Nidah and Zavah Gedolah. Min HaTorah, a Nidah is a woman who sees Dam. She is then Tmeah for 7 days. 7 days, irrespective if she sees more Dam or if she sees no more Dam. On the seventh day, if she no longer seeing Dam, at the end of the 7 days, as long as she has a Hefsek in the flow of the Dam, then she can go to the mikveh on the night after the seventh, and she is Teorah. Teorah on the Gamre, it's Torah Labala, and Torah to work with Tarot. That's a Nidah in a Torah. After that, you have what's called a Zavah Gedolah. It's actually a Machloket in the Rishonim. Rashi and other Rishonim believe that after that, if completes the cycle of 7 days, there's what's called the 11 days of Yemei Zivah. 11 days of Yemei Zivah are a time period in which if she sees Dam, or any flow or step down, then she waits what's called Shomeret Yom Keneged Yom. She waits 1 day for every day that she sees, I mean, in order to ensure that she's Tahor. If she sees 3 days consecutively in that period of time of the Mei Ziva, then she becomes a Zavah Gedolah. The Rambam has an unusual shita that there's no automatic cycling of the 7 days and 11 days, even if the woman does not see Dam. Rashi says that we only have the Mei Ziva if you've already had your Mei Nidah, that she has to see Dam to have your Mei Nidah, and then you have your Mei Ziva. That's the difference between a Nidah and a Zavah Gedolah. Now, a Zavah Gedolah requires Shiva Nikim, like a Zav. She requires to count 7 days where she has no sighting whatsoever. Plus, she has to bring a Korban at the end, just like a Zav of Shtei Torim, one the Olah and one the Chatat. So there's just a broad perspective of Nidah and Zavah in the Torah. Now, Rabbi instituted that Benot Yisrael, in order to avoid the problem that you have in the Mishnah and Erechin, which is the problem of Pitcha Nidah, knowing when a woman is a Nidah or a Zavah Gedolah. In order to avoid that problem, therefore, any woman, according to Rabbi, who sees Dam for 3 days, is automatically classified as a Zavah Gedolah, and she has to wait Shiva Nikihim. So a woman who sees Dam for 3 days consecutively, it doesn't matter if it's Yemei Nidah or Yemei Zivah, you automatically wait 7 days of Tara in order to avoid the problem of confusion between Yemei Nidah and Yemei Zavah, which obviously have huge implications in terms of whether she needs Shiva Nikim or not. So Rabbi instituted that in order to avoid the problem. Later on, Benot Yisrael Echmiru Atzman. Benot Yisrael were machmir on themselves that not only when you had 3 consecutive days of Dam, but even if you see Tipat Dam Kirchardal, if you see the smallest amount of Dam, that they wait Shiva Nikim. So that's the practice today, is that women do not go to the mikveh unless they have Shiva Nikim. In addition to that, we also have the practice to wait 5 days before, that there is a minimum of 5 days of Tumah. That has to do with the din of Poletet Shechvat Zera. It's a separate din. Maybe we'll get to it later on. It's a separate din that requires the woman to wait 5 days before she can start counting her Shiva Nikiyim. Now, it turns out that that has to do with Bia with Bala. It has to do with cohabitating with her husband. Therefore, in extreme circumstances, it's brought down in the Ramah, and we rely on this in times or issues when a woman is having trouble conceiving, which is that if a woman is not together with her husband, meaning that she keeps 2 consecutive Nidah cycles, that we reduce the amount of time she has to wait with Tumah down to the fact that she just can wait for Shiva Nikiim as soon as she clears through the days of Tumah. Usually it's not sufficient or it doesn't help out the issue, but if a woman has a very short cycle, that might help out, so we're able to carve off or shave off those 5 days of Tumah if she's not together with her husband in the interim period. Again, we only use that b'shat tzchak, but in general, a woman has to wait today a minimum of 5 days of Tumah, and then Shiva Nikiim, so there's a minimum of 12 days before she can be Tara. Now, in terms of Nida itself, the din of Nida in the Torah, as the Ramban comments on the word Nida, comes from the word Nidui, to be pushed aside or alone. And in the time of the Torah, time of the Gemara, it was clear that a woman who was Tameah was liability. Because if she touched anything, then all the Tarot were Tameot, she couldn't be Mafrish Chuma, she couldn't be Mafrish Chala. All the things that involved anything with Tara, that woman who came into contact with them would make them Tameah. So that's a problem in terms of Nidur and Nida, that she's pushed aside, meaning that she's alone, she has a special Ner date, special tent, as we see from Rachel on her conversation with her father, Lavan. Again, because of Bala, there's no reason for her to be in a separate tent. The idea of Nidui, or putting aside the Nida, is because of this issue of Tuma and Tara, not because she is prohibited to her husband. So that's why they have to separate the two issues out. Now why? What is the din of Nida, or why is there a din of Nida? So the Gemara itself says, later on Daf Lamed Aleph, that Nida was Kedei L'Chabev Ota Bala, that if a person becomes accustomed to his wife, then there's no longer any of the excitement of the chuppah and so on and so forth. So therefore, the Torah tells that every month at 7 days she'll be Asura L'Bala to increase the Tava and the connection between the husband and wife. That's what the Gemara says. The Rishonim all comment on the issue of Nida. Some of them focus, like the Ramban, focus on the difference between Nida and a Zavah Gdola. Nida, he calls what's called Choli B'teva, something that's a sickness, but is natural, it's a cycling sickness, as opposed to a Zavah Gdola, which is a Choli that is unusual. And therefore, the Torah is not Mechayev, a woman, a Korban, for Nida. Because that's something that happens on a recurring basis. And it would be inappropriate to make the woman bring a korban for something that's a natural cycling of the woman. On the other hand, if she's a zavak dola, which is something out of the ordinary, there we would require a korban, just like by a zav, where it's something out of the ordinary, then we do require a korban in order to be mitaher. That's the way the Ramban phrases it. Over there he hints at something, and the Rabbeinu Bechai, who is a Talmid of the Ramban, is more explicit about this, that he calls it nida choli shein la refuah. It's a choli that never gets cured, because it occurs over and over again. And then he mentions, again, the Ramban hints at this, the Rabbeinu Bechai is much more explicit about it, that a nida, the choli of the nida, was something that was quote-unquote dangerous. It was something that you didn't want to come into contact with, something that caused deficits to others and caused sickness to others. And their belief in whether a woman who was nida looked in the mirror, she could see tipei dam. If a woman comes into contact, especially through bia, that type of contact could cause illness, sickness, weakness in the individual who slept with her. So Rabbeinu Bechai is much more explicit about that, that the Torah is asking the nida because of the liabilities that she has, not only in the areas of tumah, but in the areas of choli and sickness. That's one approach of the Rishonim to the issue of Nida. Others associated, those that tie clothes to the Kabbalistic side, associated with the Chet of Chava. This is part of the Chet of Chava, part of the double lashon of the Itzvoneich and Eroneich, that would include this issue of the cycling through the Nida. That's part of the Tikkun, or the punishment of Chava. Some of them go as far as they say that she was Shufech Dam Adam. She caused the blood of man to be spilled, therefore she will have their dam be spilled. That's the other angle that is taken in terms of this. The Ramban does mention, and others do mention this, the idea that the dam that is expelled by the woman comes from excesses inside of the body. This is a common theory in their day, both for, in terms of bi'ah, for the man, that excess liquid, it was positive or proper to have bi'ah with the woman in order to expel excess liquids. And the same thing with nida was an expulsion of the excess liquids in the body. In order to have the best vlad, bitara, and to have it when the woman is the strongest, therefore, the Torah says, don't cohabitate when she is in nida, because that's the time when she is this holy and she's weak, but after she is expelled these liquids, that's a good time to have the baby. We know the Nida or the practice of Nida basically squares away with the time period in which the woman ovulates. When the woman ovulates, usually comes out very close to the time that the woman comes back from the mikveh, so it does create an optimal situation in terms of pregnancy. And that, the Ramban says again, that why the Torah assers cohabitation with the woman who's in Nida is because the Torah only allows cohabitation for the purpose of Zera, for the purpose of procreation. And therefore, procreating with a Nida has no benefit because there's no chance that she'll become impregnated. All right. That's just a quick introduction to Nida. All right, we'll start today with Nida. Again, it deals with mostly Tuma and Tahara. Here, Shammai Omer. Kol Anashim, all women, Dayan Shatan. From the moment that they have a sighting of Dam, from that moment forward, they are Tmeim. Tmeim in terms of the Tarot that they worked with, that they will only be Tmei henceforth. There'll be no retroactive Tuma. On the other hand, Hilo Omer, Mipkida Lipkida. That we assume that she's Tmeya from the last time she checked whether she had Dam. They would check on a regular basis to say if they had Tumat Nida, because again, it affected everything she interacted with. If she touched Tarot when she was a Nida, she's Mitama, the Tarot. So they wanted to check. So the last time she checked, then we will assume that she was Tmeya from that last time. Why? Because, and this is important, that Dam Nida, in order to be Tmeya, has to come, number one, from the core, has to come from the uterus, and it's Tmetameh as soon as it exits the uterus. Now, Mina Torah, you're only Tmeah if there's a Hargasha. If she has the sensation of the blood being expelled from the uterus, then she is Tmeah. Again, today it's much rarer, and most women do not have this. Midra Banan, she's Tmeah as soon as she has a sighting of blood, even without a Hargasha. And even, we know later on in the Gemara, we'll see about a Ketem, even if she sees a stain. But in terms of the Din Min HaTorah, it has to be Hargasha and exiting of the uterus. Now, once it's exited the uterus, it still has time before the woman might come into contact with the dam. And that is what they call the Beit HaChitzon, or the vaginal canal. The blood has to go through that canal and then exit later on. So the assumption being that a woman who sees dam later on, that the dam already exited the mekor, or the uterus, much earlier on. It just needs to build up enough to flow out, and therefore that build up took place over a number of days. And that's why Hillel says over here that mipkida lipkida. You can't assume that it happened just now. You assume that it happened retroactively. But filu liyamim harbe, it doesn't matter how many days, the last check is the last time that she's Torah. That means retroactively, all the Tarot that she came into contact with will be Tmeim or Tmeim Misafik. Right. You'll see in the Mishnah that it encourages the woman to check all the time because of this. We don't do that today. But in their day, it was important to them to know whether the Isha was Tmeah or not, because she had a huge impact in terms of that. Not like Hillel, not like Shammai. One too much, one too little. One's Machmir, one's Mekil. Ella. Me'eleit, me'ma'etet ayedda l'b'kida. That me'eleit, 24 hours, reduces the amount of time from the last check. And the check reduces the amount of the 24 hours, meaning you get the lesser of 24 hours or the last time she checked. So whichever is the lower amount, that's the amount of time retroactively that we assume that she was Tmeah. Kol Isha, Sheyesh La Veset. Any woman who has a fixed cycle, that means that she's had a sighting on the same day or in the same framework or experience three times, then Dayashata. The Nalacha is like Shammai, which is, we assume that when she recurs over and over again, that's exactly when she became a Nida. Because she has, on a continuous basis, seen Dam Nida that time. And we assume that's exactly when it happened. There's no reason to assume that it happened earlier. But Meshameshet Be'idim, woman who has Be'av Edim, we'll get this later in the Gemara, Edim mean cloths that which she checks herself. So Meshameshet Be'idim means they checked once before and once afterwards. Harzu Kipkida. That is the equivalent of a check. I mean, that when she checks for Biyah, that check also counts towards Tum'ah. Mometet, Ayad made late. And therefore, it reduced the amount of time of the last 24 hours. Ayad, Bikida, Bikida. It reduced the last time either she checked or last time, or the last 24 hours. Ketza Dayashata. What does it mean, Dayashata? Haitayu Shevet Mimita. She was sitting on a bed. Vasuka B'tarot. She's involved in Tarot. Upersha. And then she walks away. Virata. Now she sees Dam. He Tmeah, Vein Torot. She is Tmeah, but the Torot are fine because only from the moment she cites the Dam is she Tmeah, nothing retroactively. Even though we say over here in the Mishnah that she does come Tmeah, Meid Leit, meaning retroactively 24 hours, Eina Mona Ela Mishashirata. The count for Nida only starts from the time of the Riyah. And here again, you see that differentiation between the issues of Tumah and the issues of Tahara, which today affects in terms of her Baalah. We don't assume that the Nida saw it the day before and counts as one of her days of Nida. This is simply a chashash that maybe she is Tumea. Exactly, it's a Safek. And so for the Safek, for Tumah has impact in terms of Taharot. In terms of Baalah, the Safek has no impact. I mean, she still has to wait the proper amount of days to be a Nida. And we do have this idea of being separating out from the woman, the Onah, beforehand in order to protect against this. But nevertheless, you see here the clear distinction between what our mission is discussing here, which is issues of Tumah, and the issues of what we call today Nida. The Gemara says, "My time is the Shammai. What's the reason behind Shammai's opinion? Kasabar, Hemedi Shal Chezkata. The woman has a Chezkat Tahara. Then Bishab Chezkat Teora Omedet. So she should stay in that Chazakah. Until we ruin the Chazakah, she has a Chezkah of being in Bitara. And therefore, until she sees the Dam, we haven't ruined that Chazakah. Vehilel, what's Hillel going to say about that? When we say there's a chazakah that an item is considered Torah, that's when the variable that makes them tmeya is exogenous. But over here, where it's an endogenous variable, meaning that she herself is the one that causes the tumah, the goof itself that has the chazakah Torah is the thing that becomes tmeya, that's a riuta on the chazakah. That ruins the chazakah because the goof itself is what creates the tumah. About itita, by a woman, kevan, demigufa kachazia, since she sees from her goof, lo amrina nukma chazkata, you can't say make it a chazaka that she's Torah, because the same goof that has a chazaka Torah is what produces the tumah. Umayishna mi mikveh? Wait, why is that different than a mikveh? And this is a question both on Shammai and Hillel. Titran, mikveh shenim dad. They measured a mikveh v'nimtza chaser, and they find that it was missing the 40 sa'as, missing any amount from the 40 sa'as that's needed to make it into a kosher mikveh. Kol ta'arot shenasu agabav l'mafreya, any ta'arot that were done in this mikveh, retroactively, ben birshut rabim, ben birshut yachid, whether it's rishut rabim or rishut yachid, tmeot, they are tamei. So the Shammai kasha l'mafreya, Shammai, the basic question is, why is there any tumah l'mafreya whatsoever? We say when it comes to a chazakah, here you have a chazkat tara of the woman. That chazkat tara means that from that only that moment forward to make her tmeyah. So why don't we say the same thing by the mikveh? You have a mikveh that has a chazkat tara, and now you measure, you find a chaser. It's only from here forward that there's a problem. And for Hillel, kashvadai. So that it's a difference between the type of tumah here. Dilumei leit in our mishnah should be diatolin v'lo ochlim lo surfim. Like you said before, David, the tumah in our mishnah is all about a safek. It's a safek tumah. That means that all the tarot that she did, we have a safek. We do not burn those tarot. We don't assume they're vadei tmeim. We assume they are safek tmeim. Safek means you can't eat it, but you also can't burn it. So that's what it means by our mishnah. Yet by mikveh, it's vadei tmeim. How do I know it's vadei tmeim? Because the mishnah over here says ben birshut hayachid, ben birshut harabim, and we know that there's a din of safek tumah birshut harabim is Tahor. That's a principle that we're going to get to in the later half of today's daf, really in tomorrow's daf. And therefore, the fact that it says vadai, that it's tmeya, both b'shut yabim and b'shut yachid, is an indication that that is tamei vadai. Rashi over here says, eventually, ben shem mikveh omeid b'shut yabim, ben shem mikveh omeid b'shut yachid. That's what Rashi says. So it's a safek here. We don't know when it got chazer. You're metayer these tamei items, and then you have a safek. Now we're going to see in a second that your question is relevant because the case is slightly different. And that is because there's two objects here. There's an object that's tamei, and there's an object that's creating tahara. And that might create all the difference here. I think that's the nature of your question, David. So here we say, v'ilu ocha tumah vadai, hotam mishum de'ika lamei mahim min tamei achezkato. So we can say over there by the mikveh, b'mamid de'itamei b'chezkato, the chazokas that they are tamei, v'ema lo tavel. So my says, Arthur Rabba, he made mikveh al chezkato. Let us put the mikveh in a chazakah that it was a kosher mikveh. Ve'im alo chaser, and it wasn't missing. So my says, that's a problem. Ari chaser lefanecho. You're looking at a chaser mikveh. How can you say that as a chazakah being full? It's empty right now. We're not empty. It's missing. It's sheer. Hachanami, hare dam lefanecho. Why don't you say the same to the other woman? We're looking at the dam now, so why doesn't that ruin her chezkatara? No, hashtahu dechazit. She saw the blood just now. Hachanami, ashtahu dechazir. Why don't we say the same thing? The mikveh, now it happened right now, it lost the water. There's a possibility that it slowly lost the water, that it happens over a period of time. Whereby Amnida, you're going to say she saw it slowly? Can you really say that? No, you can say that water diminishes over time and therefore the mikvah became chaser. Say the woman has a flow over a period of time, doesn't make sense. Mar says, my kushya, Dilma Akas, Agas Chazite. Exactly what we discussed before, that the exit of the dam from the uterus is what makes her tmeah. Yet, it could be that it's trapped in the Beit HaChitzon, in the vaginal canal, until there's sufficient dam. Here, Agas, Agas means until there's sufficient blood to push it out. So until there's sufficient blood to push it out, she could be seeing dam. She could have dam, and she could be tmeah, even though we don't see it yet. What she sees, that might be indication already that it's been happening for a while. It's the same exact case. Here's the fundamental difference between the cases. Over here you have an isha b'chazkat tara, and then you have the riyat dam. So you had a zakat tara that is ruined by the riyat adam. That's one problem here. That's one riyuta over here. By the mikveh, you have tarte the riyuta. Why is there tarte the riyuta? You have to look at the object and the mikveh. The object is tamei, or tmeah. That object has a chazkat tuma. That's number one. Number two is the mikveh is chaser. So that's a riyuta also. There it loses part of its chazav. So you have two problems here. I have a problem that I have a chazkat tuma and a riyuta in the mikveh. Over there by the woman, I have a chazkat tara, and the same woman is the one who has the problem with being tmeah or seeing the blood. So over here by nida, we only have one riyuta. By mikveh, we have two, the riyuta. So now it says, Amai shnomi chavit. As is different in the case of chavit, it's none. Haya budeket chavit yot mafrish alea tshuma. He checked the chavit in order to be mafrish chuma from et bolech. So what does he do? He takes one barrel of wine, he checks that, he tastes it, it's wine. And he says, you know what, I'm going to set aside this wine, and in the future when I need to take off chuma, I'm going to continue to use this barrel as my chuma. So every time he takes out another barrel, he takes off his chuma, and he says, assigns it to that barrel over there. V'achar kach nimtza chometz. He goes and eventually finds out that the barrel is full of vinegar. Now this is the Gabe Rabbi, that chometz and yayin are considered to be two minim, and therefore you can't be toreim from chometz vinegar al yayin. According to the Chachamim who say, you're not allowed to be toreim in aral yafab, but bidyeved, if you do, like by chometz and yayin, they're considered to be one min, in Ochanami, this won't be a problem. But according to those who say that chometz and yayin is separate, then, kol gimel yamim, vadai. Mikan ve'elech, safek. For 3 days it's a vadai, from there onward it's a safek. Machloket in the Gemara Barambaba, what that means. One day of the Amoraim is that it means 3 days, it is for sure yayin. For the first 3 days after you taste it, it's for sure yayin. After that it becomes a safek. On the other hand, there's another day in the Amoraim that after you find that it's chometz, for last three days it's vadai chometz, before that it is a safek. Right, so that's the argument about what this means. Kasha l'shamai. It's a problem Shemaya. Over there you see the Mafreya, we worry about it. According to either opinion, we worry about it, that the Mafreya was Chometz. So, Hata Mishum Dikla Meimar, Hemed Tevel Achezkatov. Over there you could say, we had Tevel, you were trying to be Mafrish Tuma. So that's what's going to end up being the Gemara's answer. Very good. Tevel Achezkatov, Sebeimar Lonitkan. Let's say that it never was Mutukan. Adrava, Hemed Yayin Achezkatov. But the Yayin Bechazoka, that it's still Yayin. Beimar Loechmitz, that it didn't become vinegar until right now. We see the chometz right there. The vinegar's right in front of you. By our case, nidari dam lefanecha. You're looking at a woman who's having a flow of dam. Hashdehu dechazai. So atam nami. Hashdehu dechachmitz. Just like now, she saw it right away. Why don't we say the same thing by the chometz? It became chometz now. Hachyashdeh. How can you compare the cases? Becoming vinegar is a process. It doesn't happen immediately. If that's the case, then it took time to become chometz. Is that a process for a woman to become a nida? She has a blood sighting. That's when she becomes tmeah. So my question is, exactly the same answer again, which is, the flow of dam takes time to build up, and in building up, she does take time for it to flow out. So again, like you said, David, answer is, by the case of chavit, you have two negatives. One is, you have tevel. Hemed hetevel b'chezkato. Number two is, you have vinegar in front of you. So you have the two problems. By nida, again, she has a chezkat tara, and you only have one riyuta on that, which is the sighting of the dam. So now, v'rami chavit ha-mikveh. Why is there a difference between the din of chavit and the din of mikveh? By the din of mikveh, we say vadai tmeah. Everything is vadai tamei l'mafreya. By the case of chavit, we only say it's a safek after the 3 days, depending on how you read the 3 days. We say that it's a safek if you're mafish truma. And you're only mafish afterwards, means safek. So, maishna acha, vadai, maishna acha safek. Why is it a vadai by mikveh? Why is it a safek by the chavit? Amar Rabbi Chanina, mesura, mantana chavit. Who's the author of the mishnah of chavit? That's Rabbi Shimoni. To the guy by mikveh, nami safek, mishvavila. that he also makes by mikveh a safek. Meaning that we have two authors here. Mishnah had an author by two different Tanaim. And had you had a consistent Tana, you would have gotten the same din. That's what the Mara says here, the Tan. Mikveh shenimdad. Measure mikveh nimsa chaser, kol tarot shenasu agabav limafreya. Ben rishut arvim, ben rishut yachid, tmeot. That's the way we have the Mishnah written out for us. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Birshut Rabim Tarot, Birshut Ayachid Tolin, Birshut Rabim it's Tahor, and Birshut Ayachid it's Tolin, which means Safek. So Rabbi Shimon thinks it is a Safek. So Rabbi Shimon is the author of the Mishnah by Chavit, is if you look at his opinion by Mikveh, it is consistent that it is a Safek. You're right. If the opinions were consistent, you would get a Vadai by Mikveh according to the Tanakhama and a Vadai by Chavit. Rabbi Shimon, who says it's a safek, who's the author of the position by Chavit, he, by mikveh, says it is a safek. So Enoch Anami, if you get the same Tana, you will get a consistent opinion. Right now, we're mixing and matching. You're taking the Tana Kanama's opinion by mikveh, and you have Rabbi Shimon's opinion by Chavit. But in their own opinion, they keep consistent. All right, we'll stop over here.